Welcome back to Vikings Game Plan. This is the Menards Film Room, and he's Pete Bursich, analyst for the Vikings Radio Network. At noon today, we will be calling the Vikings and New England Patriots game, and undoubtedly, you will hear a lot about Cordarrelle Patterson, a guest earlier on Vikings Game Plan. Cordarrelle with that spectacular touchdown run from the tailback spot last week. Pete's going to analyze that critically, but when Cordarrelle runs it out of the backfield, what a threat.
Yeah, he is, and we saw that with Percy Harvin, and you're seeing it with another guy who has that elite kind of open field talent. And with anybody, any receiver, any offensive threat that's that talented, you just want to get the ball in his hands, and they're really finding some creative ways of doing it.
Let's get into the Menards film room and watch CP84.
All right, Paul, first thing to keep in mind is this is a play immediately after Adrian Peterson had a chance to carry the football. Cordarrelle Patterson is sitting right up here, and it's important in the motion and where they snap the football, and we'll show that to you in a second. They're in a slot formation with two receivers all on this side, so the linebackers are all bossed over. You can see this linebacker, who would normally be responsible for that gap, doesn't really have time to get over because they snap the ball when they're still technically in a slot formation. Hand the ball off quickly. You can see this guy here is already almost outflanked, but then what a tremendous block. If you watch this block right here by Red Ellison, able to reach across the face of a D lineman, log him in, and then Cordarrelle's out. And this is the speed, but just that little bit of a missed alignment by this linebacker.
That's Howie Long's kid, Chris Long. He's good.
Exactly. Very good player. But this alignment, this quick snap, doesn't allow this linebacker to get outside. And then what ends up happening? He's just a step late on the shoestring tackle. So that sets up a very, very nice run. But it's the timing of the whole run that matters. It really, really slowed down the defense. The next play. Two tight ends again in the game. So you still see that package of Rudolph and Ellison right there getting ready to block. You'll see Cordarrelle motion back into the backfield as a tailback. And what we're going to see is a really nice kickout block right here by Fusco. And then you're going to see a real nice combination block of these two tight ends working up to seal that linebacker right there. And it's just it's an absolute thing of beauty when they execute it. So they get the end blocked in. Rudolph works his way up to the second level. Fusco's there to kick out on the corner. Fullback, boom. I mean, this hole is all about the 10 other people that are with him.
Now, feeling.
Here's the other thing, though. But after about this 10 yards, then the whole thing becomes Cordarrelle Patterson because he's able to make a cutback here. Two guys miss. Three guys miss.
Wow.
Four guys miss.
Wow.
Five guys miss. Six.
Seven.
The seventh guy finally makes a tackle, but it's too late.
Seven.
So that's about 65% of the defense had a chance at him on this play, and they didn't make it. But again, when you look at it, it looks just as good from the end zone. You'll be able to get a better chance of seeing the kickout block. This is key right here. These two tight ends blocking up and then working their way up to the second level.
And John Sullivan and Charlie Johnson here.
Exactly. It couldn't be blocked any better, but you see that right there.
Look at Asiata.
So when Cordarrelle sees this, look at that lane. He's. I know inside of his helmet, he's smiling ear to ear because that's all he needs. And then, boom, the cutback, and he's gone.
That's a fun play to watch back, right?
It is. And the fun part is that all 10, 11 guys are doing their job to get that hole open, and then they get to sit back and watch Cordarrelle do his thing the rest of the play. But
that's
I guarantee you that one was fun to go over. A couple things I wanted to point out about one other guy on defense, this guy right here, Harrison Smith, who's just doing an outstanding job. Whenever in the NFL you see a guy come off the edge, just like Harrison's going to do here, and really be unblocked, that's just good scheme.
Mm.
But it's also good coverage downfield. And you'll see Gerald right here.
Yep.
Carries his defender, and then he's willing to break up on the throw. So he gets his eyes back on the quarterback just like he wants to.
Everson Griffin
dropping. Exactly. Yep. So we're getting that zone look that, you know, they don't know where it's coming from type deal. You'll get a better shot of it here in the end zone. Now, I guarantee you, he would like to have come underneath this tackle to shorten the corner.
Anthony Barr.
That would have been a sack. So this is, you know, Anthony Barr played an outstanding football game, but these are the little things when Coach Zimmer says, hey, we can do this better, we can do that better.
Yep.
Right here is something that they could do better. If Barr comes underneath right here and shortens the corner, this is not a throw-catch tackle. This ends up being a sack because he almost gets there in time as it is. We hear a name here. You hear Harrison Smith. You hear Cordarrelle Patterson, but it's 10 or 11 other guys that are working in unison with them. And they set the plays up so a guy like that can make just a spectacular play.
Now, defensively, in closing, that one was against Austin Davis. And the Vikings also started out against Sean Hill. it's Tom Brady today. It's a lot different, but the controlled chaos that is the Vikings defense will provide something new for fans to see today.
Absolutely. Brady struggled with pressure from Cameron Wake a week ago. They know he doesn't like to sit in the pocket and get hit. So if we can find a way, I'm not saying we have a Cameron Wake, but we have five or six guys that can really rush the passer. If we can get pressure on Brady, 2-0, baby.